from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, coming up after this segment, 3 o'clock hour, we will be joined live in studio by the owners of your Houston Texans. Cal and Hannah McNair will join us coming up at 3 o'clock, so stay tuned for that. I know Cal was out there today watching camp, and I know you was out there today watching camp. And let's go ahead and get this out of the way, because it does, and people text us in, tweet us this. It does to people feel like we view Kamari Lassiter different than many people do. We see things differently than many people do, because many people, like today, Noah Brown said that Kamari Lassiter was the best young D-back that he had seen come into the league ever. Okay. And many people always come to us. Oh, I wonder if the drives are.
Wasn't he in Dallas when Diggs came in?
I wonder, does Young have to be rookie?
Well, he was there when Diggs came
here. Yeah, no, he was there when Diggs came here. He was here last year with Stingley. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know what Young means.
Okay, go ahead.
But I know they view us looking at it at a bit different. And I think we both agreed he had a pretty good day today.
Yeah, look.
For what we watched.
Look, there is a competition at cornerback, too. So it's not an infatuation. It is if you're not focusing on who the cornerback is going to be opposite Derek Stingley as one of the top stories on this defense, and I don't know what you're watching. And here's the deal. So that's where the conversation stems from, period, right? And here's what I can tell you about the way that I watch practice. They've had 9 practices. I've been at 8. One of them, I was a tad bit distracted because we had clients and I was up in the tent dealing with clients. Even at that point in time, I probably should have spent a little more time with clients because I'm over there trying to get a better view on what's going on the field. I go out there. I don't chit chat. Our show's not till 2 to 6. I don't do any of that stuff. I go out there. I get my purpose of being there is to get a good view on what the hell's going on at practice, whether that's individual or it's 7-on-7 or it's 1-on-1 or it's team. I can just tell you what I'm doing, right? It's my only purpose of being there. And there is Kamari Lassiter was immediately handed the starting cornerback spot for the Houston Texans opposite Derek Stingley Jr. So again,
if you're not looking to see
something like, damn, I mean, he was just handed the keys. I mean, it was just, that's his spot. So I expect to see flashes of this has got star in the making. This has got huge play potential. Not what we keep hearing from D'Amico Ryans in terms of, well, he's where he's supposed to be. He's a dog. Like, that's great. I get it. I'm not knocking what D'Amico's saying. I'm not saying it's not true. I'm not saying the kid can't play. I'm just telling you, usually a kid is drafted and he's handed the position. There are big play flashes throughout camp. I've watched 7 practices with as minimal distraction as I possibly can have. And I've not seen that. Right. And it at the end of the day, today was a very good day for Kamari Lassiter. And when it's all said and done, the context around it, unless you want me to just come on here and tell you that boy, he had a great day, man. Everything was as normal, had a great day. Right. That's not what happened. I'm watching practice. He gets matched up. I think it was 7-on-7 or it's some kind of red zone. Maybe it was one. Maybe it was team. I'm not sure. Over to the left side where the fans are. Nico Collins runs it. Runs a speed cut out route. I couldn't tell if he caught it or not from my angle, but I could clearly see yellow flag go way up in the air. Nick Caserio go over and ask what went on. Pointed at 14. Boom. Pulled the jersey, coach. Clear as day. Right now. They went back out there. Nico Collins did not take – I don't believe Nico Collins took another snap the rest of practice. Right? So Noah Brown stepped into that role. And C.J. Stroud threw Noah Brown two go routes. One of them, I know Kamari Lassiter was pressed, and Kamari Lassiter ran step for step and made a great play on the ball. Had a really, 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 really good day. No question about it. But was it a good enough day to go, that's the guy hands down? 8 practices into training camp? Was it a play that I go, okay, now I understand why D'Amico just said,
you still haven't
it's
had
your
that
job. Book.
You haven't seen that yet.
No. I mean, I haven't seen the – has anybody seen a play where it was just like, wow, that was ridiculous. We've seen Stingley make those plays. We've seen Jeff Okuda with the pick on the sideline. We've seen Kalen Bullock make a couple of plays, breaks on – now he dropped the interception, but we've seen him make a couple breaks on balls that put himself in position to make an interception. Made a big play over the top today. Now, it may have been he got a little rough on – I think it was Noah Brown again. He was a free safety, and he just jetted over the top of a corner route that somebody threw and made a great play. All I can do is tell you what I'm seeing. And I'm not going to tell you the kid can't play. Clearly, he can play. He's a second round corner, and D'Amico, the best defensive play caller in the damn game, gave him the job. Clearly, he can play. I go out there every day, the eyes and the ears, to see. Okay, show me that you are a corner that is just gifted and handed the job from jump.
Yeah,
that's it. I mean, we're talking about a group that all they do is preach competition. All they've done since they've been here is it's competition, man. C.J. Stroud was not getting all the first-team reps last year with Davis Mills. But yet a corner comes in, boom, he's the guy. So I'm expecting this to be like, wow, jump off the page, what am I missing kind of deal. And I just hadn't seen it.
From YouTube and Twitch, this quite literally is the only Texans channel I've seen that hasn't been impressed with Lassiter. And this is what I would – I'm going to speak for myself as Clint did, and I think we're probably in the same ballpark, is to me it's how you're judging him. Has he been good for a rookie just coming into camp?
Yes.
He's been good for a rookie just coming into camp. As Clint said, can he play? I think he can play. But one, hey, Texans fans, you're in a different ball. You're in a different area. You're trying to win a Super Bowl. So this isn't judging just like, oh, like you used to. You're trying to win a Super Bowl, and you have a second corner who his screaming red flag is speed and ability to cover downfield. That's his screaming red flag. And they are starting him as your second corner, a place where teams can easily attack. And has he looked good from a standpoint, or have we been impressed from a standpoint of this guy can be someone left on an island at time? This is a guy who can cover man-to-man. This is a guy where you feel good on Jalen Waddle or Tyreek Hill running out to him, or any guys on their schedule that they're going to run into. Like, do I feel good about? Haven't reached a point where I'm like, yeah, I feel great in that scenario. Yeah, I feel great in that scenario. And to me, I'm not just judging him as a rookie. I'm judging him as one of the other starting corners on a Super Bowl-level team that's playing against great offenses a lot of the times during the season.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.